May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is John 14, beginning in verse 25. These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. That's a remarkable verse. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, let me read it again. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, and let it not be fearful. Well, this is really not what I was going to talk about, but it's what I'm going to talk about. Let me read one more verse related to that. If you remember, this is just a day before all the things started happening. Verse 31 of chapter 16. They began to ask pertinent questions of Jesus, and Jesus says, do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming, and that's really soon, like within the next day, and has already started, for you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone, yet I'm not alone, because the Father was with me. These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I've overcome the world. So Jesus is saying to them that things are about to get really dicey and sketchy. Not just watching Jesus be crucified and seemingly a lot of their hopes and beliefs being shattered, but because they were followers, they were his disciples, the persecution that was going to follow, and they feared. That's why in the upper room, when Jesus comes to them in John chapter 20, they're behind locked doors. They're hiding away, so they don't want to be found. And so when Jesus talks about the peace he's giving to them, he's talking about primarily what's going to happen 50 days later in Pentecost when the Holy Spirit would invade them. Because then the indwelling Holy Spirit who would make the life of Christ real in them would share with them the very peace of Jesus. But I love what he says. That in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation. That's for sure. The word tribulation is translated sometimes tribulation, sometimes trial, sometimes temptation. It's the same word. So if you've ever experienced temptation or ever experienced a trial, or just a tribulation, then that's what happens in this fallen world. But Jesus said, in me you'll have peace. And that verse I read earlier, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. It'd be one thing for people to quote that verse to us by saying, look, if you're going through a hard time, let not your heart be troubled, don't be fearful. Trust the Lord. I mean, it's a good thing to say, right? But that's not what Jesus said first. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. And he said that after having said, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. The promise of peace, his peace, was before the words, and in this world you have tribulation. The promise of his peace is before he said in John 14, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. And that's like, go, that's easy to say, Lord, because there's a lot of tribulation, trial, and testing going on. But Jesus said, didn't I just say that I was going to impart to you my peace? So that when trials and tribulation come and testing, you don't have to be afraid and your heart doesn't have to be fearful. Do you understand what Jesus said? But I watch Christians so often try to fight their way to a place of peace. Try to read this or that, try to get to a place of peace. Because you, in this world, if you've ever suffered any kind of loss, you know what tribulation feels like. You know, the testing of your very soul feels like. Or if there's just financial things or relationships or all kinds of stuff. But Jesus said, and we know that's true when the Holy Spirit came to live in us, I'm depositing something in you. I'm giving you as a free gift my peace. So let not your heart be troubled. Don't be fearful. My peace, in me you'll have peace. Therefore, in this world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Now, that means a lot of things, but one of the things that Jesus is saying, in me, you'll have peace. In this world, you're going to have tribulation, but cheer up. I've overcome the world. In other words, I've walked through everything that you're going to walk through, and I did it with great peace. I've overcome the world. I didn't give in to fear and anxiety. I didn't let my heart get troubled. I walked in peace. And therefore, because I'm going to be in you and you're going to be in me, my peace is your gift. That's a wonderful promise. Because no matter what you've gone through to this day, you're going to go through it again before your life ends. But if when you go through stuff and you find your heart being troubled and you're being fearful, Jesus said, in this world you have to be at tribulation, but be of good cheer. You're not experiencing good cheer and you're not very cheery to be around. You're not spreading much cheer. That's on you. That's not on the circumstance. That's not on the situation. That's not on the person that you're not able to control, even though you've tried to. It's on you because Jesus says, I will share with you my peace. I live in you as the one who overcame in peace. Jesus got tempted in every way like unto us. I was talking to Karen earlier about the temptation in the garden. We'll talk about that tomorrow it was a powerful temptation to escape. People think of the temptation in the garden as Jesus like fighting through, I'm going to trust you, Father. But he was dealing with the one who had come to him and who was offering an escape. And the temptation was, you ever been tempted so strong that it's like, oh my gosh. But in the end, Jesus didn't give in to the fear. Jesus doesn't get anxious, doesn't give in to anxiety, and he doesn't give in to fear. And he said, be cheerful when you walk through stuff. That is so crazy. And you have to understand, that's not a personality type. That's just Jesus' personality type. And it fits every one of your personality types. Don't let the enemy use tribulation and trial and stuff going on to give you an excuse to try to control, to be frustrated, to manipulate. Do you know what I'm talking about? So that everybody will get in line and work out the way you want it to so that you can have peace. You're either living from a place that's trying to get peace, and therefore you're going to control and be nasty and angry and grouchy and grumpy. You're going to live from a place trying to get peace, or you're going to live from a place of peace, and then none of that's necessary. And that's the life Jesus invites you to participate in. Maybe the next time stuff starts happening and all that stuff starts rising up in you, you can hear Jesus' voice. Because you see, abiding in him, he said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you'll bear much fruit. And then he goes on and said, and if my words abide in you, what does that mean? Was it talking about they're having their own version of a pocket New Testament? No, there were no such things. It wasn't a printing press for a long time. He actually speaks in us. We're his sheep, and his sheep hear his voice. And so maybe the next time you go through that, abiding is part of abiding is hear Jesus say to you, hey, how would you like to join me and my peace? How would you like to surrender to my peace? Instead of asking everybody around you to surrender to your nasty attitude, why don't you surrender to my peace and trust me? And here's what's happened when you go, yes, Lord, grace just kicks in. And the divine, Bracken mentioning it, the divine entanglement begins to show itself and manifest. And you have his peace. And therefore, you're no longer afraid and your heart's no longer troubled, even though you probably still can't see how it's all going to work out because it's a peace that passes understanding. It's better to live from that kind of peace than to try to live trying to find peace. Amen?
Amen.
Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, these are all familiar faces today, so I'm glad to see you here. I'm only glad to see you here because the one who's extremely cheerful through everything is really glad to see you here. And no matter how many times you've been here, he's anticipated this day for a long time. There's something he wants to do either through that word I just gave or through a prophetic word, or the most important thing you're going to do is you're going to fellowship with him and feast on his body and drink his blood. And he'll encounter you. Like he'll strengthen your union. You know, it says in Corinthians that because people didn't discern rightly the body and the blood, that were suffering from all kinds of weaknesses. And therefore, if you will come and receive Eucharist, expecting, knowing who, what that is you're doing, he will strengthen you in the inner man. You'll be a better friend, better husband. You're more Christ-like neighbor. Just be better person to hang out with just yourself. We can make ourselves miserable, can't we? Mm. And here's the cool thing, everybody here, because we have who's the youngest person here? I think, yeah. Oh, you're in the youth group here. I love the story in Luke, I think it's Luke 20, when the worker who showed up at 5 o'clock and only worked for 1 hour, they got the whole denarius. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can't, Jesus even won't let you use the excuse of age. Well, I just got tired. His peace is bigger than that. His grace is. And so no matter who you are, no matter how old you are, you can receive at the Eucharist. And so I, again, just encourage you to lift up your anticipation, because the hilariously joyful Jesus is thrilled about your being here and excited about touching you, about filling you, about healing you. Amen.